Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, morning. Welcome to Tuesday's show. I think today should be good because, as far as I know, Dean Summerwind should be coming by to play this morning. And you wonder, who's Dean Summerwind? Well, he's the guy that has, you know, parked out here by the lake, 80 miles from Santa Fe. You know that song?
Yes.
So we started playing it weeks ago. It is now a viral sensation, and I do believe that he'll be coming by to perform live this morning. So here you go.
And I'm parked out by the lake, 80 miles from Santa Fe.
So that'd be fun. I was reading a story about an argument over a hot dog led to a woman's arrest. In Ohio, there was an unnamed 29-year-old woman. She was arrested for menacing, whatever that is, at the True North Shell station. Police responded to a call that an employee was being threatened by a customer, and she was also taking pictures of the employee. Why the threats? Because the employee wasn't able to confirm or deny if hot dogs had pork in them. Because they're like, are these real pork or not? And she couldn't answer it. But who would be able to answer that working at a gas station?
Right.
I don't know what the hot dogs have in them.
Yeah.
Look at the package.
And menacing is a threat. So just anything that's a threat.
She's threatening. She had to be on something, right?
No, for sure.
Right.
Come on.
If you're menacing at a gas station,
come on.
Something's not right, right?
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things. It's ICU.
A veteran was honored in Virginia as part of Anytime Fitness's Member Appreciation Day. Listen to this, Amy. You like this. The fitness center surprised David Fields, 76 years old. He has Parkinson's disease, and the workers there said he comes in almost every day, very nice as a member, and obviously a veteran. And to show their appreciation, they dedicated a treadmill to him in his honor with the plaque, and it's on the treadmill. It's a treadmill he always uses.
Oh, that's cool.
So they wanted to honor him for always coming in and being
that's
awesome.
That's one way to do it.
So
I
he gets
it.
To go on the David Fields treadmill and do his exercise.
Pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. So Anytime Fitness, I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. Vanessa Trump, wife of Donald Trump Jr., was taken to the hospital after opening an envelope with a white substance. Luckily, she is okay and officials are investigating. In Detroit, there was a 14-hour standoff. Three people were killed. Three officers have non-life-threatening injuries from the situation. Police said they were able to end the standoff with the help of robots. And finally, your Olympic medal count. Norway still in the lead with 9. The USA has 6 total medals.
The Bobby Bones Show.
If you had to pick a celebrity and they automatically become your best friend.
Oh.
We'll go around the room. Which celebrity would you be best friends with? I'll go first. You guys are thinking about it. I'm going with Keanu Reeves.
Why? Yeah, why?
He just seems cool. And I was reading the story about his life. He's super charitable.
Oh,
but he's been through so much tragedy.
Oh, I had no idea.
You should read his life story. At one point in his life, not to bring the room down, but his girlfriend got pregnant. And then something happened with the baby. Then she had a car wreck and was gone. I mean, the whole thing.
Oh.
But he's been able to take situations like that. His sister got cancer and he has this whole organization now to donating to kids with cancer.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's been through a lot and he came out the other side and is super charitable and giving.
Wow.
I was reading this whole story about him last night.
Okay, so you just were Googling him. It's not like you're reading his book.
No, I don't think he has a book.
I don't know.
I did love Bill and Ted, though.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, and I loved the John Wick movies, 1 and 2. I pick Keanu Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you be friends with, Amy?
Reese Witherspoon.
Still?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's around here some.
I know. I keep trying to run into her. I mean, casually.
Why Reese Witherspoon?
I just always thought she was cool and wanted to be friends with her and hang out. And she just seems so sweet. And I could learn a lot from her, feel like. Southern hospitality.
Yeah.
Hang out with the kids.
Lunchbox?
Both moms.
Easy. Johnny Manziel.
What?
Still?
Man, he partying like a rock star, traveling the world.
Of all the celebrities, you want to hang out with Johnny Manziel?
Yeah. He seems like he's having a good old time.
Oh, I just registered. That's the football player.
Yeah.
I thought he was a Real World Challenge person.
Might as well be at this point.
He's barely a celebrity.
I saw he's burning through millions. Like
Exactly. He's burning through millions. Oh,
but he's
how
also
awesome.
Not
that
working,
excites
right?
No, not
so
yet.
So how is he going to run out of money?
eventually, if he's living the same lifestyle and doesn't do something to supplement his income.
Right.
I read it's going to take him 6 years to burn through his money.
Okay.
I read the same story.
Wow.
Eddie, what celebrity?
Oh, mine would be Bill Murray. I think he, I don't know much about him, but he seems like he's so much fun. And you always hear those stories of like somebody who's at a sandwich shop or whatever, and he comes up and takes a bite of their sandwich
and then
says,
walks off.
No one will ever
no one's
going to
believe you. Yeah.
That's like, awesome.
He just shows up at weddings.
Yeah, yeah,
like, that's
yeah.
my kind of dude.
Totally peculiar.
It is. You should start doing that.
see what happens.
Yeah, I get punched.
Hey, Raymond, real quick, who's your celebrity best friend?
DiCaprio.
I love that.
Yacht parties, travel the world, all over the place.
Yeah, supermodels. Okay.
Yeah, supermodels or no?
No, just basically travel.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay. On yachts, hey,
you know,
supermodels.
Raymond knows. This is a Bobby Bones show. Bobby Bones. Time for your positivity. We go around the room and share a good news story with you. And it's called
Tell Me Something Good.
So Jamal Cole got online and said, hey, anybody want to volunteer to come out and help shovel snow on the south side of Chicago? A lot of elderly people there. And he just posted up, holds a sign, and 120 people showed up with their shovels, and they went to all the addresses. Again, over 50 addresses where senior citizens lived.
Goosebumps.
And they shoveled. And it's not his first time to do this either. He does it every time that it becomes a big issue with snow and people. Isn't that cool?
So thoughtful, yeah.
Amy, what do you have?
Well, this mom named Kirsten, she gave birth to her son, Aiden, and Aiden was born on her birthday and her mom's birthday.
Wow.
So we're talking
third
generations.
A triple birthday.
Right. And the odds for three generations being born on the same day, 1 in 48 million.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
She just landed a triple birthday.
And from what I understand, there's no inducing going on to make this fun thing
happen.
No way.
Come on.
No way.
What? No. Stop ruining my happy moment.
No, that's great. She still has to have the baby around that time. You're telling me in three generations, they haven't even eaten a hot pepper at the lowest.
I mean, maybe she did. So hot pepper, power walking, whatever else you're supposed to do to make the baby come out. But I don't think that the doctors gave her any medicine to make this happen.
That's remarkable.
Thank you.
Lunchbox, you're up.
Bruce the dog in Georgia was at the back door just going, roof, 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 saying, let me out, let me out. So his owner's like, what is going on? Lets him out the backyard. And the dog just runs straight to a pond and leads his owner to a lady that was in the pond, didn't know how to swim. The owner was able to pull the lady to safety and call 911, all because Bruce wouldn't give up going, roof, roof, let me out.
Wow. Shout out Bruce.
Yeah, that dog stuff's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I know, they just know.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yes, they do. Mm-hmm.
I know, just my dog wouldn't know. I just compare, and have a great dog.
He hasn't been in this situation to know.
Yeah.
So you don't know.
I'm not putting him in that situation, though. You're right. But I don't think he would. Boy, Bobby Bones. Our producer, Eddie, has a 10-year-old son, and he wanted to go see Peter Rabbit.
Yeah, he did, and I was sick. Like, I was recovering from surgery, so I was like, I don't really think I should go. But he talked me into it, and we went.
And it's a cartoon.
Yeah, it's a British cartoon. So a little British humor in it. James Corden plays Peter Rabbit.
So here's Eddie Jr. reviewing Peter Rabbit.
So we saw Peter Rabbit the movie. What did you think about it?
It was awesome.
All right, tell me what it was about.
It was about Peter Rabbit who lives in the country with his family. And he tries to steal vegetables from Mr. McGregor's garden. And he doesn't like it. And all of a sudden, he gets a heart attack. And the new McGregor moves in.
The new McGregor is related somehow to the old McGregor, right? But he still doesn't want to let the rabbits eat out of his garden.
Yes.
So what did you think about it being a British movie?
I thought it was cool because you got to see London and everyone talked British like this.
Yeah, they talk like that. What was the overall feeling of the movie? Was it funny? Like, was it happy?
It was really funny because there was forest animal humor and there was love, which was weird.
You're always interested in how long the movie is. How long was this movie?
1 hour and 40 minutes.
Out of 5 carrots, how many do you give it? Get it? Carrots, because Peter Rabbit?
Yeah, I give it 5 carrots.
Five carrots. So go see it.
Yeah, go see it.
Wow, he loves all movies.
There isn't a movie that he really hates. Like, not really, no.
So, did you notice the scene where they were throwing the blackberries?
Yeah, and I'm going to be honest with you. It was a little weird because they kill two humans. Like
The rabbits
kill one human, and then they try to kill another one. So it gets a little weird in that area. No one laughed in those parts, by the way.
There's a scene we were talking about in yesterday's show where the rabbits throw blackberries at a human that's allergic to them.
They know he's allergic to blackberries, so they're trying to get in his mouth so he chokes and dies. Because he owns the garden that they're trying to get food from.
That's crazy, right?
Dude, so that's the weird part. We're all watching it like, hey, kind of funny, but no one's laughing.
Yeah,
and they think it's funny. Like they
rabbits?
No. The people who made the movie, they obviously are trying to make it funny, but we're not laughing.
Did your son think it was funny?
No one laughed. I'm telling you, dude, no one laughed in the theater at that part.
Did you think about boycotting the movie afterwards?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not at all.
Did you like it?
It was cute. It was definitely like a nice, soft, good-hearted movie, but it wasn't great or anything. No.
What's still the leader in the clubhouse for kids' movies for you?
For me, Coco, still.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that one hit home because it's a little Hispanic boy.
And what's number two?
Number two's probably... I still like the Lego movies.
Amy,
what's
your favorite
movies.
Kid movie?
Right now, Trolls.
Trolls, yeah.
Yeah.
You see that one?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for all your kid movie
knowledge. Anytime. Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Rhode Island. A 36-year-old man had to be rescued by firefighters after he dropped his iPhone in the toilet.
Oh, wait. Wow. He stick his hand in there?
Because you have the decision. Do you let it go or do you go in after it?
Oh, I go in after it. If it's in water, I'm going in. If it's not, if there's been added.
Yes.
I'm probably not going in.
Really?
I don't think so.
What do you do?
Well, he stuck his arm in and got it stuck. And so he was stuck in the toilet.
So it went down the hole.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a small phone, I think.
I just don't think that's that embarrassing. If you get your arm stuck in the toilet chasing an iPhone, that's not like a burglar going down the chimney.
Oh, yeah. Those are always great.
I mean, that's still... But I think that could happen to any of us, especially Amy. Yes.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Sir Roosevelt.
Hey, guys. Man, look at this. All three of you guys. I only know Zach. I don't know the other two guys yet. So, you are?
Nico.
Nico. Let me see your hands, Nico. You have tattoos all over your hands?
I do, yeah.
That's how they say when Nico comes in, he's the one with tattoos all over his hands. All right? And then so you're Ben.
Yep, I'm Ben.
Yeah. Look at all this come together. Everybody's just wondering what this is. Sir Roosevelt. Zach, what is this? What is this, really? I've heard about it.
Yeah, so we started experimenting with electronic sounds and knowing, and I didn't know that Ben's history was in programming. And at the time, Ben was just working at the studio. And me and Nico have been writing together for 10 years, 11 years. And so after we made Jekyll and Hyde, literally, I think I split into two. That's what split into two projects, because ZBB is... got its core thing, and it's more about what the guys can do together on the stage, what they can do on their instruments. But the three of us, it's more about what can we pull out of the box and what can we make a sound that has a little more freedom to it, that has rhythmic based stuff so it can go all over the world, you know, that has more pop elements to it. So, and I'm not abandoning anything with ZBB, but I write a lot more music than what I can put out with ZBB. And there's a lot of those listeners that we want to cross over, but there's a lot of listeners that we want to gain as well, because we want to create the type of music that we like to listen to, which is everything. So that's how it was born.
I need to see this thing. I don't even know what to see right now. I'm trying to picture it. What kind of venues are you going to play, though? Like, how many tickets you sell? What's this thing here? Do you play Zach Brown songs? Like, guess what?
No.
None. So you're out.
No.
There'll be no Zach Brown songs. Got it.
Well, no. They are. I mean, we write all these that we're singing.
Sorry, so. ZBB songs. Yeah. There'll be no Zach Brown band songs.
Different band. But ZBB plays Sir Roosevelt songs.
See, now you've already messed me up. So what Sir Roosevelt songs does ZBB play?
So we do Sunday Finest.
Yeah, I have that one here. Let me hit a little bit. No matter what day it is. It's track one, by the way, on the record.
It is.
Yeah, I've listened to this. I know what's up. Yeah.
So we made this one and For My Own with Pharrell. And getting to collaborate with him and getting to collaborate with all these people that we listen and love their music. It's just, you know, refreshing to not have to explain to someone, like, well, this isn't like other stuff that you made before. It's like, you don't have to make that explanation. Like, this is we don't have to apologize for exploring, you know, with this project. And that's what's exciting about it.
Let me hear some of this. This is For My Own right here.
We are born just to give for as long as you live. Oh, you gotta save some for your own.
Listen to that right there.
You don't save
listen to that.
For yourself, you can't.
See, you know people's phones don't have one kind of music in it. Nobody's does. It's the battle I fight every day. I'm glad you guys have joined my side. I appreciate that. Look at this, Sir Roosevelt in here in their suits and their good music. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Sir Roosevelt.
So Sir Roosevelt is Zach Brown, Nico and Ben, three guys. Everybody's all dressed up this morning. Whenever you guys put out Beautiful Drug, were you guys involved in that at all?
Oh, yeah, we created it. Yeah. Totally.
It's a similar type feel, so when I start to play and listen to this stuff, it kind of feels like Beautiful Drug a bit. And they were pushing back on Beautiful Drug. They were like, Beautiful Drug, and then it goes and it crushes the chart, you know, in the end. So when you make Beautiful Drug, you go, can this be played on country radio? Was that ever a concern for you guys? Or did you not
I feel
care?
Like it was like a couple years before its time, because I feel like the elements that are in that now, it's like if you don't have elements like that in the songs now, you can't even really compete with what's on the air. So it's like Jekyll and Hyde was a little bit before its time, but that genesis of making Beautiful Drug and creating it is what brought this group together and what made me realize that we want to do a lot more of that. We want to make people dance and try to lose their mind and give them something when they come away going, wow, that was cool.
I can't wait to see what you guys are up to. I want to see the live show. You still didn't answer, like, what kind of venues are you aiming to play? Clubs?
Man, we'll play from clubs to, you know.
When are you going out?
We'll be out this year. You know, we're working on.
So vague,
some
Zach.
Of the big,
you're killing
some of the
me.
Big,
you're killing me, Zach.
Some of the big festivals. But, you know, we want to make sure that we're at the right looks. We're not just going to be pushing around to any old thing. So we'll have some pop-up things you might not expect. But we're going to be, you know, playing some big festivals this year. Headed to Japan the end of March to...
Oh, well, Bobby, there you go.
Yeah, I'll come out.
Go to Japan.
So I'm excited to give birth to this in other countries and to have a way of translation. So Robert Baker, which is one of my favorite songs on there, it makes no sense whatsoever, but it works. And with the dancers, that's like one of my favorite songs we do live. And but we're translating the voiceover in that to Japanese, so we'll be able to actually take a song in Japanese over there.
What? And God, look at this.
And so just try to infiltrate and start the crank up the business over there. And I'm in love with their culture. I've been in love with it my whole life. I'm excited to go and start planting these seeds, man, and get to go out and just make people dance and have fun and lose their mind and just get to be free. And then excited to come back and rock stadiums with ZBB. It's like it's perfect storm.
You guys putting your own money into this?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, man. Yeah. Just wondering. You guys have nice suits right now. Like, who paid for those? Woo! How much that suit cost? Like, come on. Be honest with me there.
$3.
Yeah, $3.
<All right. laughs> I'll take it. All right, Sir Roosevelt, good to see you guys.
Yeah,
good to
see you, man.
Nico, Zach,
nice meeting
man. Good to meet you guys. Yeah. And hope everybody checks out the record. It came out right before Christmas, right? Like that.
Yep.
I'm not crazy.
Yep,
it came
like 15th.
Cool. We'll see you guys soon. Out in a Japanese festival. I'll be that guy up front. I know them.
Dancing and losing your mind. Get your bones on
Bobby Bones Show. Amy has two kids, 10 and 7, and your son is 7. What happened?
Yeah, he was at school, and they have to take stairs to get to their classroom up and down wherever they go places. And I guess he decided he wanted to make the walk a little more interesting, so he jumps the stairs, like, and misses the landing and tumbles
down.
Like, I don't even know why he decided to jump the stairs midway or whatever. But it was a report had to get filed by, it was a substitute teacher, by the way.
Oh.
So then she comes out and explains to me, she has this handwritten note to me explaining everything that happened. And she's so sorry because yes, there's a huge knot on his head. And then they had to monitor him the rest of the day, his eyes, and just make sure everything was good. He seems fine.
Concussion protocol.
Yeah.
That's what they were doing.
I mean, because he did tumble the rest of the way down the stairs and... Luckily, he falls a lot. He has two scars on his forehead from falling at the orphanage where they just didn't get stitches properly. So I don't know how those are going to heal up, but that boy knows how to take a tumble. And then he's like, hey, guys, I'm fine. And I'm like, no, this knot on your head. And then I rub his head a lot like, oh, hey, buddy, how are you? And now lately, anytime I touch his head, mom, oh.
Oh, it hurts.
It hurts. And then, of course, now his sister knows right where the spot is. And she's like, blop, blop, blop.
Maybe in a way he's taking that from you because you fall all the time.
That is so true.
Yeah, it sees mom.
Mm-hmm. I know. Or he's going to have to start walking, going to school with his helmet on, his little Spider-Man bicycle helmet.
Can you imagine him?
Yeah, don't do that.
I had to wear a patch as a kid, and I got beat up for wearing a patch. I can't imagine having to wear a helmet.
He's already so little compared to everybody. When I go to school pickup, and everyone's in line, and they all hold a rope, and they're all lined up, I can't see him. I'm like, where is everybody? Oh, is he not here today? And then I look down, and I'm like, oh, there he is.
Is a bit of that from malnutrition at the orphanage?
He's so little. I don't know.
Because he is very small.
I don't know. He's he's so small. Like, even to 7 and 8 year old girls that he's next to, because he'll be 8 this year. I remember when I was 8, I seem so much bigger than that. I can't believe it.
He can dance, though.
Yeah, he can.
I'll watch your Insta stories. I'll laugh out loud at him dancing, man.
He dances all day long.
Vicky in Kentucky. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Not much. Just listening to the show every day.
Well, I appreciate that. What can we answer for you?
Well, I was wondering, Amy was talking about she had to get a babysitter for Valentine's Day, and I haven't heard her mention her nanny.
That's a good question.
Totally great question. So our nanny got married on Saturday night, and so she's on her honeymoon this week. So that's why we had to find an actual, like, a sitter that we bring in, because normally we kind of have someone on standby, but honeymoon time. So we found someone that can watch the kids.
Oh.
That's a good question, though, Vicky. I think a lot of people were wondering that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't heard her mention it for a while, so I was just wondering.
Yeah, no, doing great. Everything's good. Thankfully, I mean, I don't think we could survive without a nanny. And I never thought I'd be that person as a nanny, but being working and 2 kids and school, like all the things, and my husband's travel schedule, it's pretty awesome.
Because you both work and he's gone a lot.
Yes. Yeah. And to find someone.
I'm a grandmother now, and I feel like a nanny, so I know how much you appreciate it.
Yeah.
What's your rate? Amy's looking. She needs to.
Well, and we don't have our parents here. I mean, I think this would be an ideal thing for a grandma or something. Like, I know my mom would have loved to have done it, but. Man,
well, I'm not a granny for others. I'm a nanny for my own grandkids.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Hey, Vicky, I appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Bobby.
Here's your never going to get it. 1 of 5 married women say literal nightmares before their wedding about this. Amy.
Oh, that the groom doesn't show up.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Did you have that nightmare?
No, but I guess I'm not 1 in 5.
That's sad.
Eddie?
Dress gets ruined. Come on.
Dress gets ruined.
Yeah.
No, that's nightmare. Not it.
No,
that's not it. Dang. Let's go over to Bethany in Florida. Bethany, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think this is?
I think it's that no one shows up for the wedding.
Dang, you guys are some dark people.
Wow. Sad.
No, that's not it. Thank you, though.
All right.
Have a great morning. I know. Hey, Allison in Ohio, last one.
Their hair falls out.
No.
What?
That's not it either. Wow. I'm sorry about that. Appreciate you.
They wake up with breaking out on their face.
It's just picking out the right dress.
Oh, so close.
Yeah. Wait, but it's already done. You have your dress.
Yeah, but is it the right one, though? Don't roll your eyes. You just guessed no one was coming to the wedding.
No, I said the groom didn't come.
That's even worse.
That's even worse. Yeah. So sad.
You can still get married if no one comes. 23 minutes away from a live performance of Parked Out by the Lake. And you probably heard this song on our show 100 times.
And I'm parked out by the lake, 80 miles from Santa Fe. It's the lake that's parked where I'm at, out by the lake. And this lake is where I'm parked, 80 miles from Santa Fe. And I'm still parked out here.
It's the best sounding joke song I've ever heard. So he's coming in. He's actually a real artist named Dustin Christensen who's pursuing his own music career, and he put that song out as a joke, never to be released. And the next thing you know, some people pass it around. It gets sent to me. We play it on the air, and then all of a sudden.
And I'm parked out by the lake.
He's going to come in and play 22 minutes. Anybody watch the Olympics last night?
I watched some.
Did you see the Chloe Kim win the gold?
Oh, yeah, that girl's good. 17 years old and woohoo!
I never know what's happening because I watch this half pipe and I watch some of Shaun White too. Mm-hmm. And is it half pipe or half pike?
Half pipe.
Pipe.
Okay, so it's a pipe. Like,
yeah,
a pipe.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm watching it and they're jumping in the air and they're doing all these turns and I'm going, man, that's good, I think. And then I wait for the announcer to tell me and then I go, okay, that's how I feel. And then I wait for the judges to judge.
Ooh.
And then according to how the announcers told me to feel, my reaction comes.
Okay.
So I'm totally confused by the whole thing. But she ends up winning gold. 17 years old. And pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
And she was tweeting after her first run and before her last run. She's like, I'm hangry. I should have had that sandwich.
That's funny.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty funny. So, good. USA. That's what I say. I watch this, and it's like Dancing with the Stars or any ice skating.
You just don't get it.
I never spent enough time around it to be able to know exactly what's happening. So that was cool. And I watched a bit of that. I guess I watched it mostly online.
Did Shaun White win?
He just did his first run.
Oh.
Yeah, but he was leading.
Yeah, okay. He had like a 98, and I think that's out of 100, but sometimes...
we don't know.
Sometimes ice skating, they'll go, well, she got a 4.76, and I'm like, wow, out of 5? No, out of 4.78. I mean, that's the worst scoring system I've ever heard. And you scored that. I know last night, too, The Bachelor was on because Lunchbox was tweeting about it. Your wife was late from work.
Yes. She's never late on Bachelor night, so she must have been real busy doing something because we had to wait for like 45 minutes to start The Bachelor, but it was awesome.
So you pause it and wait for her?
Just wait for her.
That's considerate.
I love that y'all have that together. It's cute.
They love reality shows.
Uh-huh. We absolutely love reality TV, and we watch it all the time. But this it's the worst season of The Bachelor ever.
It is?
Because it is so boring. The dude has no personality. The girls have no personality. But it's still enjoyable because the girls kind of fight. And then he has a creepy makeout. Like when he makes out.
Ari?
Yeah, he makes a lot of weird noises.
Here's Jacqueline, who was emotional after the breakup.
Oh.
This girl goes to his room, breaks up with him, but they make out 5 times in the span of 3 minutes while she breaks up with him.
Oh, wow, I'm not going to break
bad.
Out.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'm making the right decision. I just said goodbye to Ari. And
Jackie.
I'm leaving. He is so unbelievably lovable.
Hi, Ari.
What's
happening?
Yeah, exactly. And those other girls don't care. They're like, bye.
No, they started ugly crying when she's leaving.
What?
Exactly.
What's happening?
They don't understand the rules.
That's their boyfriend.
They're drinking a lot. Okay. Yeah. What would you do if you saw someone crying in their car? Just crying. Would you go up to the car?
No.
This happened to Eddie yesterday, our producer. What happened?
Yeah, coming out of the movie theater, in the parking lot, the car parked next to us, there was a guy just like... ugly girl crying by himself.
Why's it gotta be a girl?
Girl, yeah.
Well, no, it's an expression. Look it up. Ugly girl crying. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I told my family, and my wife was like, go see if he's okay. I'm like, get out of here. Go see if he's okay. No, let him cry it out. Right? That was my thing. She's like, you don't know if he needs someone at this moment. I was like, come on. He probably just saw a really sad movie and he's just letting it all out. Right?
If I were crying in a car, I wouldn't want some random person coming. Hey, man.
You good?
You good?
Exactly. I've been there, dude. I've been there where I've been in my car, and the last thing I want is some rando coming up to me being, are you all right?
I guess if I needed something, I would get out of the car and go,
right.
Hey, I need something.
Yeah, like first person you see, you're like, cry for help.
Yeah, hey, can I get some help?
Another thing with me, too, is I had my whole family with me, so I was like, I'm not going to put that. What if, like, he's not thinking straight, and he's just like... I'm going to take it out on you and like whatever and put my whole family in danger.
That's quite the leak.
Yeah, that is.
My mind was going everywhere.
He's doing nothing but crying in his car and now he's assaulting you in your mind.
Dude, he was, I mean, a not poor guy. I'm sure he was going through a lot, but man, his cry was like, it must have been a really, really sad movie.
What do you think it was?
I mean, movie theater. I mean, obviously, I think the first thing came to mind was like, oh, he saw sad movies. Probably that 1590 to Paris or whatever.
1517?
That one.
Yeah. There's the story yesterday we talked about the couple who saved all their money and bought the boat, and then the boat sank 2 days later. So the couple whose dream boat sank has now raised enough money on GoFundMe to buy another boat. Here's the thing, too. They're young. I thought they were retired. I thought they'd put everything away and retired and bought the boat. They're 24 and 26.
Oh, I was picturing old people, too.
Me, too. So their story went viral. They set up a GoFundMe. Their boat was $5,000. They've raised $14,000. So they can buy basically 3 boats now.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Wow.
I think people can give money wherever they want. I don't have a problem with it. I just know I'm not giving money to people who can't drive a boat to buy another boat.
Right.
You know? Yeah. It's like if your kid wrecks your car, you don't go out and buy a nicer car.
And then I don't feel like, yesterday I was like, oh, they sold everything. They're retiring. They want to be on this boat. These 24-year-olds sold everything, which was probably whatever they had.
Yeah, whatever they had.
Yeah, they're 24 and bought a boat. Oh, okay, never mind.
So now they have $14,000 and climbing.
Unbelievable.
I blame people like us for talking about the story.
Oh yeah.
Who's
we put the word
still
out there.
Giving? to that?
Who cares? Okay. They don't care.
I know.
People give to some weird causes.
I know.
And you can't judge people on what they do with their money.
It's true.
As long as it's not hurting someone.
It's true.
Coming up, Amy's 30 Second Skinny. Do you have anything good today?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, that's all we need to know. Oh. I don't even need to know what it is.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Keith Urban has added a second opening act to his 58-date Graffiti U tour. He announced some dates last month and revealed Kelsey Ballerini would be out with him. And now he's added another female artist on board, Lindsay L.
Yeah, they're two different. They're not both opening. It's two different legs of the tour.
Gotcha. And Graffiti U tour kicks off June 15th in St. Louis. So I thought this was funny because Jerry Seinfeld walking down the street in Beverly Hills with his daughter. And his daughter, who's 17, is like, Dad, there's Justin Bieber. There's Justin Bieber. So they stop traffic and make their way over. And he does a little meet and greet with Justin Bieber and the daughter and him. They all get to like hang out and talk.
What does that mean, stop traffic? Because you can't just go stop traffic.
I know what it says here. Jerry Seinfeld stopped traffic in Beverly Hills to meet Justin Bieber.
Maybe he stopped his car because you can't just hop out on the road and stop traffic to meet
Justin
somebody.
I think Jerry was on foot and Justin was in a car. And so they stopped at least him and they had a little conversation. Everyone got to meet. And, speaking of Jerry Seinfeld, you see he's being sued for his Comedians in Cars with Coffee or whatever it's
called. I watched that show. It's over to Netflix now and that's part of the reason it's being sued.
Do you know how much he gets for episode on Netflix for that? $750,000 an episode on Netflix to have coffee in a car.
No. He doesn't drink it in a car. He gets a celebrity, mostly in the comedy world, and they just talk shop. And then they have coffee, and they're only like 12-minute episodes. Is that pretty... It's all about the advertising you can sell or what Netflix will pay you for it.
I think I've seen... The only one I've seen, I think he did it one with Elaine. From Seinfeld.
Julie Drew drives Veep.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, is worth like $1 billion.
Crazy.
Because her family's super rich and she's made a bunch of money.
It's crazy. Uh-huh.
So she's worth $1 billion.
Sometimes people compare me to her. I'm like, thanks.
In which regard?
The $1 billion?
Wow. I did not know you're worth
Maybe you can buy us a new studio.
No.
Because, man.
Some people compare us to, they name us as Friends characters or Seinfeld and Bobby's Jerry and I'm Elaine, but it's mostly when I'm dancing.
Okay, fair. Yeah.
Because she can dance really good.
No, she can't. No, she can't dance really good.
Okay, well, one day maybe you and me can have coffee in a car and get paid.
Okay.
That, like that.
We do every morning right here.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is going to be interesting. He's not in yet. We can bring him in if he's coming down the hallway. His real name is Dustin Christensen.
Yeah, I see him. He's making his way.
His fake name is Dean Summerwind, and he has... Hey, there he is. What up, buddy?
How's it going?
Good. We're on the air, by the way.
Oh.
That's how we roll around
here. Hello, air.
Hello. How are you, man?
Great. You?
Man, you look much friendlier in person. Look at
really?
This. Yeah, you look like a friendly guy.
Did I not sound friendly?
No, you sounded friendly, but your black and white picture looks very stoic.
Oh.
I was like, man, this guy's trouble.
Yeah,
you don't.
Totally.
Good morning.
That's the look. Good morning.
When'd you get to town?
Last night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Flew in from where?
Salt Lake City.
And that's home for you?
Yeah.
This whole part... By the lake, parked out by the lake. Is it kind of just swept you up? Like, what is happening?
I really have no idea what's happening, to be honest with you. It's been a little wild, especially since I never intended for anybody to ever even hear the song. It's been wild that it's just getting thousands and thousands and thousands of views and stuff.
You know, the weird part, too, is I guess we had you on almost 2 weeks ago at this point, and I felt like you were super reluctant then on the phone with us to even... embrace and talk about it. Have you somewhat accepted this thing now?
No, I mean, I think I'd always probably accepted it. I think I was just kind of in shock of like, what is going on here? Like, you know, I like I said before, I didn't think anybody would even get it. It was always just a fun thing we did in the studio, just a one take ad-libbed vocal. And it was just funny to laugh at in the studio. I didn't think anybody would even find it funny after, you know.
I'm going to introduce you as Dean now. Here we go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Dean Summerwind.
Dean Summerwind is here, everybody. This is the alter ego.
Okay.
Amazing.
So, Dean.
Yeah. Let me get in character. Hold on.
Yo.
Okay, I'm in.
I got to tell you, Dean, this is how it happened for me. A couple weeks ago, I'm sitting here. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. And I think Jake Owen was either in Florida or still awake.
Right.
And he texts me. He goes, hey, some songwriter buddies and I have been passing around this song, and your song wasn't up yet on iTunes or Spotify or iHeartRadio. It was nowhere.
Yeah.
And so it was just, so I said, hey, let me, and I threw it to my producer, Ray. I said, throw this in. This is hilarious. And so we played it for our listeners, and people just started tweeting like crazy. We got you on the phone, and then here we are 2 weeks later.
Here we are.
I'm the biggest Dean Summerwind fan. Oh, I love Dean Summerwind. Yeah.
Thank you. I never thought Dean would make it on the Bobby Bones show before Dustin did, but he did.
He did.
Hey, he did.
Hey, he definitely did.
Take whatever
he
you
did
get.
It. Yeah, I'll take it.
So Dean Summerwind is here. He's about to play a smash hit parked out by the lake. And so what's the inspiration for the song down in your heart, Dean?
Well, there is really no inspiration for it. I had this line, I'm still parked out by the lake 80 miles from Santa Fe, and I had this title, Vacant Motel Heart, and I got with my buddy Paul Jacobson, and I was like, hey, I don't know what this song's about, and this first line doesn't really make any sense. It just sings real well, and I said, first of all, I got to figure out if there even is a lake 80 miles from Santa Fe, and so we did that, and then we wrote this song, but there was no real personal inspiration behind it. It was just random, but we'll see if I can remember the lyrics. Somebody put on my Instagram, they were like, hey, good luck remembering the lyrics. And I said, you know what? I think probably everybody else knows the lyrics to this song more than I do, because the last time I sung it was in the vocal booth when I was writing.
You haven't performed this yet.
No,
ever. Oh, this exclusive first ever performance from my favorite new artist in country music, Dean Summerwind. So I'll ask you this then real quick. You're here today to play the song. Is this it for Dean? Is this a...
I don't know. You know what? People ask me that. And I mean, if I do a song and it feels like it's something that people would like, I would put it out. I think the thing for me about the Dean Summerwind stuff is that it's just on the fly.
I don't think you're Dean right now.
I mean, yeah, but I'm like Karl Malone. I talk in the third person. But I don't think I could like sit down and write the lyrics. They just have to whatever comes out.
Are you surprised at the artists who have now started to make references? I saw Cole Swindell. Sheryl Crow was listening to our show. She tweeted it that day.
Yeah.
You have a lot of fans, Dean.
Oh, man.
A future Hall of Famer, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, let me see it. All right, here we go. Here's Dean Summerwind with his hit, Parked Out by the Lake.
All right.
Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
How good is that right there?
So good.
I'm emotionally moved. My ears are dancing. Man, Dean Summerwind, Parked Out by the Lake. That makes me smile so much. How about that? Download that, stream that. Now, what I want to do now is switch it up. I want to bring in another guest.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Dustin Christensen.
The actual man, Dustin Christensen, here.
Hold on, let me snap out of character.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dustin Christensen's here. Which, by the way, your record's really good.
Thank you, man.
Like, because I reached out to you and I said, hey, who cares what I think? But I want people to find your real music. That's what I said to you. I said, hey.
Yeah.
And I was like, Dean Summerwind, all my audience are like, why can't I find any more Dean Summerwind music? And I just felt like if you put it under Dustin Christensen, that people would find your record, which is amazing, by the way.
Oh, thank you, man.
So why didn't you do that?
Well, it was a big debate. It wasn't that I was like ashamed to put it under my name or anything, but it was just like a conversation back and forth, branding wise and stuff. And ultimately, after talking with a bunch of people, it was like, okay, well, I'll just do it as Dean Summerwind, and I'll register DeanSummerwind.com and all that stuff. And if you go to DeanSummerwind.com, it just goes to me. A lot of people were telling me like it was kind of fun for them to search and figure out who Dean Summerwind
was. It's not fun. I want to know the music.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a mix. It's a flip of a coin. So I don't know what was the right decision, but it's made. And so hopefully.
What I've learned in my years of being a creative is there are no right or wrong decisions.
Yeah.
You make it.
You just
it,
go
and
then you just
go.
Roll, right? Yeah.
So Dustin Christensen is in, who I'm a huge fan of now.
Oh.
Been listening to that record, which by the way, when Dustin Lynch put out his new record, my favorite song on the record was this one right here, Love Me or Leave Me Alone. Dustin Lynch put. You wrote that.
Yes.
And it's on your record.
Yeah, I wrote that with Chris Gelbuda,
And on your record, you're not singing it with anybody else.
No.
It's you. It was written as a straight ahead song.
No, I don't know. I just, I don't know why I didn't put any harmony on that song. I think we just did it. Even a duet. Like, yeah. Yeah. I think Dustin Lynch and Karen did an amazing job.
They did. Here's...
But love me or leave me.
This is Dustin right here.
Come on. Hold me or just let me go.
This guy... Can you play that one? Will you play that?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us about your record real quick. So everyone can go and check out the real record.
So I selfishly made this record for me. I wanted to make this record that was just was kind of Americana sounding with some synth pads underneath it. And I had made this patch that said Sad Songs Mix 1 on it just as a joke because I just love sad songs so much. I'm like a happy person, but I love sad songs.
So does Bobby.
I love sad songs. And so they were like, is that a record? And I was like, no. And they were like, that should be a record. And so when I did these two EPs, I just called them Sad Songs Mixes 1 and 2. And yeah, I mean, it was selfishly just a record for me that I hoped people would find and...
And they will now. They will. Yeah. It's good. Dustin Christensen's here. He was already Dean Summerwind. He played Parked Out by the Lake. But now, let's do some serious business. Dustin Christensen, gonna sing Love Me or Leave Me Alone. You ready? Here we go.
I've been holding this in from the very first kiss, and I've been losing my mind trying to keep up like this. But we both know that there comes a time, and I hate to sound harsh or wrong kind, love me or leave me alone. Hold me or just let me go. 'Cause I felt this fight for so long. So baby, love me, love me, love me or leave me. We're just playing along. We're just playing ourselves. And I don't want you to run away to somebody else. 'Cause there's magic between you and I. And I hate this impatience of mine. So love me or leave me alone. Hold me or just let me go. 'Cause I felt this fight for so long. So baby, love me, love me, love me or leave me alone. 'Cause we both know that there comes a time, and I'm laying my heart on the line. So love me or leave me alone. Hold me or just let this fight for so long. So baby, love me, love me, love me or leave me. Just love me, love me, love me or leave me alone.
How about that right there? Dustin Christensen. Man, I hate that it took so long for me to know your music.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know how else you would have known it.
All right, thank God for Parked Out by the Lake.
There's so much music out there. Yeah, really.
But really, I do feel like I failed a bit because you're really good. Your record's really good. And I had no idea. And I pride myself on listening to everything.
Yeah, but I mean, there's hundreds of... thousands of
and I've
things
heard them all,
out there.
Except yours. I've heard them all. Hey, come back. Well, next time, come back again.
I would love to.
That's all.
I would love to.
And Park by the Lake, Park by the Lake's going to do its thing. But like you're the real deal, man.
Thank you, man.
And I think that's going to get people to that.
Yeah, I hope so.
A to B.
Yeah, that's the
sell
goal.
Sell lots of shirts. Make there some money go. So you can create. So you can still create art.
Yes. Yeah, well, I'm going in the studio in a couple months, you know, here with Frank O'Dell in a month or two and going to make a mess and
you got
see
deal
what
yet?
Happens. No.
All right.
No.
We'll get on that. I'm the guy to see. I'm the guy to all see. Right. All right. Dustin Christensen. Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, you too,
right.
Man.
Hey,
thank
clap
you.
For my new friend, Woo! Dustin Christensen. There he is. Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. Amy, how was your day yesterday?
It was really good.
What'd
normal
you do?
Family kid day. Yeah.
Is it normal, though, still? The kids are still a couple months here.
Yeah. Well, them being in school, it seems normal, and it goes by really, really fast. Of like my alone time after work or my time to get stuff done that I need to do. And then next thing you know, I'm like, oh, I got to go pick the kids up. Mm. That's why I was wondering, maybe sometimes you want to do school pickup. Because I know your days are busy. What about your day?
Well, I went to an eye appointment right out of, you know what? Let me tell you about my day here. Yesterday I finished the show and I went to an eye appointment. And so I had to do all the tests, and it turns out my vision's gotten worse.
Oh, dang!
You're getting older.
I know.
What?
So I had to order new prescriptions for a couple of my glasses, because I buy glasses like a lot. Buy shoes; those are my things that I'd probably buy too many pair of.
Yeah.
So I do that. I go for my eye appointment. Then I went to the dentist, and they had to take this temporary out and put the real one back in because it couldn't match the color.
Oh.
So they do that, get from the dentist, and I leave the dentist and I go and I went boxing yesterday. Got some good fight time in. I'm still fasting though, so my body is kind of weakened.
Oh, yeah.
So you didn't have all the energy you needed?
I felt pretty good about that. And so I boxed yesterday. I had 3 conference calls, and then Steve Moakler came over to the house last night and we recorded a Bobby cast for next week. This is some Steve Moakler here. And then I watched the final episode of season 1 of The Americans. Oh man, it's good.
Man.
And then I read a book, and then I worked for about an hour and a half putting the show together.
Oh my gosh.
I'm confused. When did you nap?
When did you have fun?
There was no time. There's no time for
what?
Fun. No. That was my day yesterday. You're here today's day.
Dude, right. That is crazy.
Oh.
Let's hear today.
He's like, and then I read a book.
I got
yeah.
And then
I did this.
I saved some children from a,
no.
A stream.
Like,
stop
okay.
It.
Then I watched The Bachelor.
I didn't.
Oh, well.
I put the Olympics on just in time to watch a little bit, just so I would know what was going on. But yeah, it's a whole
thing. I played 5 rounds of skip bow with my daughter.
Yeah, but that's a thing. I wish that I had that.
Yeah, but we're not even playing the real skip bow rules. Like, it's a game she made up and she cheats. Ugh, I have to call her out every time.
Well,
if you're listening right now, this is the time where she listens. I know you're cheating.
Oh,
I know.
This is
I know
how you
Amy's talking to her daughter right now. Go ahead.
Yeah, because they're in the car right now. And let me tell you, when you play a card game, you got to play by the rules. And mom's not going to play if you keep cheating.
You didn't tell her that in person?
No, I did. I got up at one point and I said, okay, we're not going to play anymore. She is good and she was beating me. And so maybe I was being a sore loser, but sometimes I would see her cheat and she would think I didn't know she's cheating. We don't cheat.
There we go. We don't cheat.
Yeah. She'd pick up like 3 cards at a time. You're supposed to pick up one and then she would find the one of the 3 she needed.
Can I give you a piece of advice?
Oh my goodness.
Just dump the table over on her and walk into your room and say,
ooh.
Yeah.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
So sometimes we go check in with our digital producer, Morgan Number 2, with this segment.
What do 24-year-olds care about with Morgan Number 2?
Whatever.
So there's a place in Queens, New York, where they're now selling deep-fried Oreo pizza. It's like the ultimate sweet and salty mashup.
Amy, you act like that doesn't sound good.
I'm like trying to picture it.
So imagine this, though. Okay. You know when we go to like CC's?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
As a kid, and at the end, they would have that dessert pizza.
Yeah. I love dessert pizza.
Yes. So this is just awesome version of that.
Yeah.
Deep. Is it a deep dish, you said?
It's deep fried. So like the Oreos are deep fried and then put on a cheese pizza and add some powdered sugar on top.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Wow.
How do we feel about that? Yes or no, Amy?
I mean, I take a bite.
Yeah, I'm into it. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I would actually eat it because I'm fasting right now.
Right. Not right now.
Not
right now.
Say you're not fasting.
Yeah. Oh, I'd have to try it.
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Oh, I'd take a couple slices.
Eddie?
Delicious. I'd buy the whole thing.
So all of us are in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there we go. And that's what 24-year-olds care about. There we go.
What do 24-year-olds care about? With Morgan number two.
Whatever. Oh, Bobby
Bones Show. You know, yesterday we were talking about there was a girl and she was working at a restaurant. This church group orders a big to-go order.
Like a $700 order.
They get it. They don't tip her. She puts it on Facebook. They fire her for posting someone's non-tip on Facebook. And it was just a whole discussion. They should have fired her because I can't go to a restaurant and worry if someone's going to put my bad tip or good tip on the internet. You just can't do that as a server. And then we debated, should you tip to go? Now, I always tip to go, but there are no rules regarding to go. I tip to go and I worked as a server, so I've been on both sides of it.
Right.
Had to go and have given to go. You're not serving when you're a to go. You're giving. You're probably putting it together and get, but you're not serving. So the same rules don't apply as if I would have to go and check waters and, hey, what do you want? You want to get order. Your salad, your soups, your dinner,
Dives. Refill.
It's just not the same. So the church went back yesterday and tipped her, which is great. I think if you can tip, you should always tip as much as you can because somebody's bills are counting on that. But she's not working there anymore still.
Oh, wow.
But right, they, she got
that
let
backfired.
Go.
They made it up to, well, no.
Well, she won't get the tip.
No, she gets
she'll
the
get
tip.
The tip.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the church got it to her.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Outback has not contacted her since her termination. The church is working with her because she posted it on Facebook. They can find her. But you can't be posting receipts of other people on Facebook.
Media.
You can't be shaming people because they didn't tip you when there aren't rules anyway. And if there are rules, the restaurant needs to have that rule. Anything over a certain amount, this tip is built in. I'm talking to you as a former server and as someone who likes to be served. Because I will tip the crap out of you. But there's no rule on when I'm picking up food. My rule is I'd rather you not spit on my food the next time, so I'm going to tip you this time. But also, there's the famous person / church rule, where if you're famous, like a Drew Brees, you got to tip pretty good, or you know someone's going to say something or post it. Or if you're a church, Jesus, man.
Yeah.
You got to remember Jesus.
You're the rep.
The love.
You have to give.
Yeah.
So all that happened. I still agree they should have fired her. I would hire her if I were somewhere else, though. I wouldn't hold that against her. The church did a good thing by coming back, but they're still...
Everybody learned a lot.
Including our listeners. So they all want to yell at me like, you don't even know what it... Yes,
yeah,
I
you
do!
Yeah.
You were a server, and now...
I like getting served! Yeah! I didn't know, Daryl. So I wanted to bring on the guys from Low Cash. I think Preston's on. Hey, Preston.
Hey, man. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you guys. And so I was just saying that as much as I listened to Daryl as a kid, I didn't know him, but I know you guys had a relationship with him.
Yeah, Daryl's he's been a friend for a long time, a hunting buddy. We'd hunt together and stuff. And it's a devastating loss for country music alone. I really think he had one of the best country music voices in the business. I mean, he was like our new George Jones. He sounds a lot like George Jones. He was his idol, and we talked about George for – we were just in Vegas doing a show, and we were talking about George Jones and just cracking up. And, man, he is probably the truest country guy I've ever met, man. He's so humble. He's very kind. He's always been kind to us, and it's a devastating loss for country music.
So I wanted to get the guys from Low Cash on because they had a relationship with Daryl. And to all of our listeners, again, I think you described him pretty well there. But, what was he like to hang out with on the road?
Man, he was so much fun. He'd always keep you laughing. He, Daryl's a prankster, and we had to borrow his bus one time. And so I made some calls to borrow his bus, and I went through his manager. And then we got out on the road, and like a day into the trip, Daryl called and acted like he didn't know the bus was gone and he needed his bus. And it just turned into this funny fiasco. But that was Daryl, man. I mean, always up to something and trying to make you laugh. And, anytime we were in the same town, like Chris said, when we were in Las Vegas performing for National Finals Rodeo, if we were in the same town at the same time, he would always show up and jump on stage with us, or we would go and, jump on stage with him during his talk show. And it was just a great brotherhood, just a good dude.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that with us. And I'm going to play some Daryl right now. The guys from Low Cash talking about Daryl Singletary. Thank you guys for waking up and sharing that with us.
Absolutely, Bobby.
All right, Chris
Preston. Thanks for honoring Daryl, too.
All right, see you guys later. I'm going to play this one because when I think about Daryl Singletary, this is the song I remember on the radio the most. So I'm going to play Too Much Fun. He's 46 years old. Rest in peace.
Too much fun. What's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, when I ain't never had too much fun.
Show.
I'll play you a song from the very beginning. All you have to do is sing the first line whenever the song stops.
Okay, I'm really good at this.
So don't miss it, because if you do, you're eliminated.
Okay.
Amy's up first. All you have to do is keep singing. These songs are so famous.
Mm-hmm.
You probably sing them in your car like crazy.
Oh, yeah, it's easy.
Ready, Amy?
Ready.
Here we go.
Oh!
Neon Moon from Brooks and Dunn.
When the sun goes down on my side of town.
When the sun goes down on my side of town.
Nailed it.
Nice work, Amy.
Yep, thank you.
Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Jansen, Buy Me a Boat. Easy.
I wish I had a rich uncle.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure.
You weren't even close.
So I got rich.
This doesn't work that way. One word.
Eddie,
he said
come
I'm
on.
Close.
You ready?
Let's go.
Let's go back in time a little bit.
Oh, boy.
No, that's the wrong one.
Oh, I no.
You want that one instead?
No. Go with a new one.
Achy Breaky Heart.
Oh, I like this one.
Achy Breaky Heart. Here we go.
You can tell my ma. That's all I need, right?
Then you can tell my mom moved to Arkansas is a later line.
No, oh! Stop it. Play it.
You can tell the world.
Oh,
the
world. Never burn my girl.
You can burn my clothes when I'm gone.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, that was like 20 years ago.
You were
wow,
even close.
Wow. Okay.
Amy, hey, you know what? You won the first round. There
what?
There she is.
Thank
big
you.
Winner.
Good
wow.
job, Amy.
There she goes again.
I mean, I have enough for another round.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, bring it.
Amy, you're up.
Ready.
Before He Cheats from Carrie Underwood.
Oh my goodness.
Gotta get like the first five words, right?
Right now, you're probably slow dancing.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing.
Oh, you can't give it to you.
You missed it.
You said that... your, it's he's.
Yeah.
It's
before He Cheats.
That was so close.
I was so close.
Wow.
Wow.
I know. Lunchbox?
I'm ready.
Kelsey Ballerini, Dibs.
I'm calling you.
I know everybody wants
three
you.
Words.
That ain't no secret.
The end.
I'm calling you, Dibs.
Let's be honest, that
Eddie,
was the hardest one
all right,
of the day.
Come on.
For the win. And because I gave it to you earlier. Sam Hunt, House Party. You think get the first line?
This is hard.
We're on the couch, giving up my mood.
You're on the couch, blowing up my phone.
Blowing up my phone!
You're
okay,
on the
okay.
couch.
Again.
Not work.
One more.
Well,
lightning round.
Amy, you're the only winner, so I'll give you this one for bonus.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready. Oh.
Oh. Don't miss this or you're off the show.
Oh.
I'm going to kick you off.
I don't want to play anymore.
No.
Hold on. Shit.
You got it, Amy.
You got this.
Looking back on the memories of...
Looking back.
Wait, get it?
On the memory of...
Oh, I said memories.
The singular.
Looking back on the... Got
you got
the
it. Now that's right. You got the first five. Winner!
Yeah! Yeah!
The first five words. Yes.
She goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Got it.
There she goes again.
There
wow,
we go.
The pressure.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Kendrick Lamar is denying now that he was going to cut all cell phones from his concert, meaning you couldn't take a cell phone out and shoot and record it. But you do realize that's where it's going, right?
It is?
Yeah.
Well, what are you guys supposed to hold up when they say light up the room?
Oh, good point.
If there's no lighters, no cell phones, you just bring a mini flashlight.
Well, Elon Musk is selling those blowtorches.
Oh, that'd be cool. Okay, so those are going to be allowed.
But follow me here. Why can't you film a movie? Why can't you film a movie? Why can't you pull out your cell phone and film a movie?
The light in the theater.
No, because it's pirating.
Well, right. And why is pirating against... They don't want you putting out a movie, part of a movie, and spoiling it.
Right.
Because they want other people to consume it. Imagine that concerts are productions now where they don't want you to see the ending of it. It's a whole production. If Kendrick Lamar is doing a concert, and he's denying this is a thing now, but it was yesterday. It was like Kendrick's banning cell phones. And he's out going, no. We're still figuring this out. But imagine you put all this money and you make a production and there's an ending to it. And so you don't want the ending spoiled.
It makes sense. I can understand, especially as an artist, to not have that spoiled.
It's why comedians don't allow, because they don't want their end of their jokes being out, because it destroys the experience. If you know how the joke ends, if you know how the movie ends, if you know how the end of a concert happens and you've built this production, obviously you don't want it on the internet. And if it's out there, it may keep other people from coming.
Remember that one time I was at some super secret Coldplay thing and they played a song and they said, do not record or have any devices out.
Yeah, but that was just because the music wasn't released yet.
Man, I felt so bad after.
You convinced me that cell phones shouldn't be allowed at concerts.
No, I don't think all concerts, but I'm saying we're going the way of the concerts are big productions.
I get it now. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, Lunchbox.
That's such a dumb rule. And then Bobby does the speech, and I'm like,
no, there's no speech.
I'm with you. Yeah, ban those cell phones. Leave them at home at the concert. I'm with you.
But if you create, no, don't leave them at home either. But if you created this whole production and there's an ending to it, you don't want that ending out.
I know.
Meaning if it's a play, if it's a movie, if it's a concert. And so just because we're conditioned to have our cell phones out doesn't mean it's right. I'm totally for cell phones and record all you want. But if there's a beginning, a middle, and an end, you shouldn't be putting it out there. Mm. So it's like a comedian. There's why.
So like respect it.
Yeah. And I'm debating doing that at my stand-up shows this year, having people not record jokes.
So do you take their phones away? Or
no,
you trust
I don't
them?
Do that. I just trust them.
Okay.
I went to Chris Rock and they put the phones in a pouch with one of those ink tags.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
I wouldn't do that because I can't afford that to rent that.
All those bags.
But it's, again, you don't want your jokes out there.
Yeah.
Because it spoils it for anybody else that sees it and maybe they don't want to come to a show.
I would just worry as a parent that, like, you know, like the babysitter calls or something on my phone.
You can keep your phone in your pocket. Okay. But if anybody pulls it out, it's when they...
Trouble.
It's when they pull you from
the
concert.
Yeah, you got to go to the lobby.
I like it.
No, you get kicked out of a stand-up show.
The lobby.
No, that's what they said when I was at Chris Rock. They said, if you're going to go, you got to go outside or in the lobby.
Oh, wow.
They didn't put your phones in bags?
Well, they did. They said, if you're going to take it out of the bag, you can go out in the lobby and do it. But if not... Ah.
Wow.
Yeah. If it's just a concert where they're singing songs, record away. Who cares? If there's an ending that you can spoil, you can't, though. That's where it's going. Also, movie theaters will not exist.
Here we go.
In 10 years.
TVs won't exist.
Don't get me started on the whole thing. I was watching the news this morning where they raised the prices at Disney again. I went to Disney by myself, right? It was so expensive. I had never been as a kid, and I'd always wanted to go. And then I saw in Full House they went. And it's when the Beach Boys. It was a whole thing.
Yeah,
right?
Whole thing.
So I was like, I want to go to Disney. So I guess last year, the year before that, I went to Disney.
Yeah.
So I was down there anyway. And I go, and I just remember going, I'll take the bracelet. And it, even for one, it was so expensive. I just can't see how a family of four can go to Disney without saving all year. And even then going, ooh, we got to watch what we're doing.
Yeah.
How much is it? Give me an idea. I have no idea.
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
But I remember that to get into one, it was like $100 just to get in to one of the parks, and there are many parks.
Wow.
They raised prices up again today, I saw.
I know, I just saw the headline that the prices are raised. I don't know what the ticket price is, but...
And did you know that if it's a busy day, they raise them even more when you're at the gate?
No, they don't.
They have peak hours prices, so it's more expensive when you're there, and it's...
I feel like Mr. Disney would like that.
Walt would probably love it.
Yeah.
No.
Is Walt gone?
Yeah, Walt's gone. He's left
us. He's not frozen. They've confirmed he's not frozen.
Oh, I thought he was frozen.
Or did they just confirm it to...
To mess with us.
Mess with us. By the way, I went to the bathroom just now, and can I say we need to stop this casino thing?
What are you talking about?
Eddie and Raymond have taken our bathroom, our public... Oh, you haven't seen it, Amy?
No, but I know about it.
Okay, you walk in there in the sink from Eddie and our producer, Raymond. They've covered it in mouthwash. All the free stuff that we get sent up here.
Yeah. Mouthwash,
candy,
Werther's Original.
It looks like a Vegas bathroom.
Yeah, spray deodorant.
And then there's a cup where you can put a tip in. So they're taking all this free stuff, and they're putting it all in the sink, and they're wanting tips.
Yeah, I brought some hair gel from home, so that's not all, entirely free. But I just thought it would be a good, like, fun starter for us, but no one's tipping at all.
There's
people
a dollar.
Are using it.
There's a dollar in
I
there.
I put the dollar in, but oh. last week.
To start something.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah, there's a tip jar in the bathroom now.
But I got the idea because my wife said that the ladies' restroom here is like filled with lotion and perfume and stuff. I had
probably
no idea.
Because they can have nice things.
We have some stuff.
We
can't. Anything we put in the bathroom, we just pee on. It doesn't matter where it is.
So true.
We just pee on it.
So gross.
Yes. Oh. A urinal, a sit-down stall, a sink, a hand soap. We just pee on it.
Now I see Ray camping out in there to be in like handing napkins to people or paper towels and spraying guys down.
During the break.
Trying to get a tip.
Chloe Kim took the gold last night. And this is her, 17 years old.
Hopefully, two 1080s. Let's see the second, Chloe. Comes around, back-to-back 1080s. Front side, 900.
So a 1080, that's 360, and then 360, so and then 360.
Carry the one.
Is that three? Because six times three is 18.
That's three 360s.
Is that three 360s?
I don't
is that all the way around three times?
Well, let me get the calculator. Hold on.
So... 1080s.
I don't know.
That's hard.
I'm so confused.
What's 360 times 3?
Yeah, 1080.
Thank you.
Damn, that's 3 times 360.
Yeah, I
and then she did a shoulder dip 720 where she
720?
Flipped over. 520.
Wow. What time is it?
I don't think it's a 520.
And did you see how high she was
getting?
She
did a 22.
Like when she comes off that half pipe, she's up there in the trees.
Yeah, I imagine... I don't know much about it, but I imagine you have to get really high to do all those turns.
Yeah.
Like you have to have that space.
You just turn around three times? Yeah.
Because it's 360 and 360.
Times three.
1080.
She did three turns.
Yeah.
Twice
and then
in a
won
row.
The goal for America, 17 years old. Man, it's awesome. Get your Bobby Bones. My theory is that maybe you're pregnant. You want to know why?
Sure.
You were talking about how you were craving some food from when you were a kid.
Yes.
What was it, Boo?
Oh, macaroni and cheese, but with ketchup in it. I know. I used to put ketchup on everything when I was a kid, and it just sounded so good. So I did homemade mac and cheese because it was vegan cheese. I made it out of sweet potatoes and carrots and onions. It was actually really, really good, but it tasted like cheese. And I did these shells and like made out of chickpea. It was a healthy version of mac and cheese. Let's just put it that way. And I mixed ketchup in. Woo!
But do you think a bit...
It was nostalgic.
You're craving something weird.
I don't know. I haven't had that in so long.
Why? Something's been triggered hormonally.
Maybe because now we have more ketchup in the house because my kids like ketchup. I used to not really have it in the house before they came around because I do love it. And I feel like I eat more when I have it. And then it's got sugar in it. So I just really don't have it around.
So you made macaroni and cheese, but you put ketchup on it?
Yeah.
That kind of counterproductive. So is there any chance... That's the deal?
There's 0% chance because since my mac and cheese, which I couldn't figure out why I was craving it either, girl time has come.
So my theory has been proved wrong.
Man.
It's been debunked.
Oh.
But wouldn't you have thought the same thing if you were talking about that?
Yeah, cravings for
Isn't
sure.
Isn't that weird? I know. But it felt so comforting. Maybe I was just searching for comfort.
You know what I'm eating now?
I thought you were fasting.
What time is it?
I'm so confused.
No, it's intermittent fasting.
Yes, and Amy's giving me a lesson on it.
Mm-hmm. Intermittent.
We're such a weirdo group because Amy and I are over here basically eating three-leaf clovers. Not four, but three-leaf clovers.
Yeah, you can eat the four.
Yeah, yeah. And Lunchbox and Eddie just eat anything in front of their face.
Anything.
So, yeah, I guess I finish eating at 5 p.m. I don't eat until 5 hours after I wake up, which was 8:30 this morning.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
So it was 15 and a half hours.
So you're in the clear.
So I have this meal, then I have another small one. My portion size can't be bigger than my hand. And I have four small meals. And then I wait.
I didn't know about the bigger than your hand thing. But that makes sense now that I've been seeing the portion sizes.
And it's for a reason. I just can't say what the reason is until next week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
What is that?
So you only eat four handfuls of food all day.
Just for 4 days. Yes.
That is insane. Where did you learn this? Someone is telling you wrong.
No, actually, I think it's going to be good for him.
My point is that Amy and I live a different lifestyle than Lunchbox and Eddie.
Great point.
I'm down to 155. I'm down like 13 pounds from normal weight. I shouldn't be.
I'm up to 175.
Oh, so that's where it's going then.
Yeah, see, the polar opposites.
That picture of me on Instagram this morning with Dean Summerwind after he played Parked Out by the Lake.
Yeah.
I mean, I look a little too skinny
in
the face.
Tiny, dude.
I'm going to be honest with you. I look a little.
Well, did you just shave?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that sometimes that will.
But I shave all the time.
Hey, hold on. Whoa. I said something about your face being skinny the other day, and it was so bad, but now you can say it about yourself?
Isn't that how it works?
Yeah, people can say anything about themselves.
Yeah, but when you attack me.
Oh, it was not
out of nowhere.
Attack.
I was like, Amy, what's in the skin? And she goes, your face is too skinny, ugly boy. And I was like, whoa. Wow.
That is not what I
ugly
said.
Boy.
Yeah.
0% listeners, he lies.
He's not ugly boy. He's shoe boy.
Shoe boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ordered shoes last night. It's crazy. I have to get off
addicted.
That World Wide Web.
Dude, as long as you're wearing your shoes, you're fine.
Yeah, Eddie was telling me it's okay. I don't have any kids. And I don't live any sort of extravagant lifestyle at all. The only thing I spend money on is shoes and glasses, really.
This is true.
Well, I mean.
So spend away.
Yeah, but even then, I do wear them. Eddie says if I keep them in a box, then that's when
That's when you have a problem. Like, if you're just ordering them and they just pile up in your closet.
That's not happening.
Okay, you're good.
You know, I have a bunch of shoes and I'm donating. Follow me here and tell me if, am I too big for my britches or not? I have three scenarios I'd like to present all of you guys.
Okay.
Tell me if I'm getting too big for my britches.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be, but at times I can be so secluded that I get out of touch.
Okay.
I have two pair of shoes that NBA players have given me. It's autographed.
Oh, cool.
And I think it's really cool. I have a LeBron pair and a Kevin Durant pair.
Dang.
Autographed?
Uh-huh.
I'll take them.
No, I'm not giving those away. But what I'm saying is I'm about to donate a bunch of shoes. I thought it would be funny to get on Insta stories and sign these shoes and just send them to listeners. Is that?
No, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, well, yeah, that sounds awesome.
Because I don't know, is it arrogant to go, I'm giving away, I'll mail you my shoe? It's kind of funny.
You're going to mail your shoes or?
No, his shoes.
Oh, I thought you were going
like
to give away
the
Kevin Durant ones.
No. I'm donating my shoes anyway.
I think that's funny that he signs his own shoes and gives them away.
And I just wanted to mail them to listeners.
Yeah, there's listeners that would want them, so
totally.
That's nice. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not too big for
my
britches there.
No, you're perfectly sized for britches.
I think it's perfect. I think you should charge for them because you
can
sell.
No.
We could make a business out of this.
I don't want to sell. I want to give because I'm giving them anyway. And I like shoes or a jersey that they wore in a game or a hat. That's cool to me.
Oh, so like these would be on display?
And I don't care.
I got a question. Would you send one right shoe and one left shoe to separate people? That
no,
way more people get...
Wait, no, they're going to wear them.
Nope.
No, they're not going to wear them. I wear a size 18 shoe,
That's
dude.
What I just said. Are they going to be on display?
Tell all your friends.
Why is that funny?
That's one. So I'm not too big for my bridges there.
No, you're good.
Check. Okay, I got three of these because I've been wondering. Two, sometimes I have to come up here in the afternoon at work, and there's nowhere to park. There's nowhere to park. And they say, we need you up here at work to cut something. Am I too big for my britches to say I'd like a parking spot?
Yes.
Because, let me finish. Okay. No, at some businesses, they have assigned parking spots for people. How come I can't say I'd like a parking spot?
Because then you would be too big for your britches.
No, when you're the biggest person in the building,
stop.
Status-wise, you can ask for a parking spot. You're the most important person in this building to the company, so they will gladly get you a parking spot.
I like
no
what
problem.
I'm hearing.
I like
what I'm hearing.
Everybody is important.
Yes, everybody's important. I'm not saying
everybody's equal.
No, everybody's not equal.
That's not communism. No. Everybody doesn't have the same.
Yeah, it's not equal, but everybody's important.
I didn't say everybody wasn't important. He is just the most important.
I don't know that that's
true. He brings the most business to this company in this entire building.
So you want something blocked off for you 24 hours a day, whether
absolutely.
You're here or not.
I just want my own parking spot.
Or like an alarm that goes off. Bobby's coming. Move a car.
That's too big for my bridges to put an alarm in.
Yeah, that's too much.
You might as well.
Is it crazy to want your own parking spot, though?
No.
Here, yes.
Eddie?
Yeah, too big for your britches.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's like CEO of the company, employee of the month kind of thing.
Yeah,
I'm CEO of this company, of the Bobby Bones Show.
Okay,
yes, this
that
is
happens
our own,
to reside here.
Yeah, but we like are a one show out of the many in this building.
We're not, though. We're the only nationally syndicated show.
That is true.
And it's a different company than the rest of the show.
Huh.
No, Eddie, don't let him sway you. It's too big.
I mean, now
okay,
I'm thinking
fine.
About it.
Okay.
Y'all go ahead.
Where's the parking spot? Is it right by the door?
It's
or is
his
it
parking,
like
it's,
parking
it's
every
the one
day.
He wants every day that he, if you
it's
even.
It's in the middle of the parking lot. It's
if
fine.
If you get close to it, it's like, excuse
That's
me,
true.
Who's in my spot?
But it's not a special spot. It's just my.
I know, it's your spot.
It's my spot that I'm in every day and I don't like change.
Right.
But I'm too big for my britches.
Too big
there.
For the britches.
Yeah.
Okay. I will not be asking for a parking spot.
Okay, good.
I'll send an email out to National.
That's why I go to the panel here. One final one.
Okay.
And you guys know this because I've started implementing this rule over the past month. When people, an artist and guests come in, I don't touch them. I don't get up and hug anybody. I don't touch anybody. It's just because I don't want to do all the fake hugs to people I don't even know. It's not even about the artist. It's about their teams. I'm not going to hug somebody from Record Club I've never met before. I think hugs should be valued. We shouldn't just toss them out like they're gumdrops. So, and also, I don't want the flu. So I don't touch anybody when they come in. I sit in my chair and say, hey, it's really great to see you. Have a seat. Is that too big for my britches? It's a tough one. Everybody's God, thinking right
tough.
Now.
It's tough. I mean,
because I don't want to come off as...
Because it's just you.
Yeah,
it's
and I know
part
the reason.
Of your weirdness.
Go ahead.
I don't know that it's too big for your britches, but it's part of your... You have a thing with the germs and the flu. That one is so valid. Like, you're over the top about it. I will, even if someone says, well, I might have the flu, I might still give them a hug, you know? It's just whatever. I and then your hug thing, that's one of your weirdo things too. Even with us, I would hug you every day if we could. Like, I would walk in and hug, hey, what? But you use that example, which is nice that you value hugs. And you're like, if you hug all the time, then what does a hug mean?
Right. It's just another salute to you, sir. I don't want it to be a salute. I want it to mean something.
Mm-hmm. So that's just you being you. I don't think it's you being too big for your britches.
Lunchbox?
I don't think it's being too big for your britches at all. These people bring 50 people in here. That's being too big for your britches.
That's true. Sometimes like, their britches
there's
are too
no
big.
Need to have 50 people in here.
That's true.
Bringing them in and bringing all these germs.
I'm going to do like the Breakfast Club and just kick everybody out except the artist.
Is that what they do?
For the most part, yeah. The artist comes
not
in
a bad
and
idea.
Sits out and watches.
Oh, I like when, I mean, it's sometimes they need, like, it's fun
help.
When they interact with their people or they don't know dates or they're like, hey, can I say that?
No, that's why I don't want them in here.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh.
So they can just say whatever they feel.
Yeah, in their hearts. Well,
they can be not a robot.
Their people are nice. Yeah,
sometimes.
Whatever. I don't care.
You don't know them.
I don't.
You don't know them like we know them.
Yeah,
know
you're
them.
Right. I guess I don't know them. But
too big for my britches, Eddie. I don't like touching anybody when they come
no,
in.
No, listen, Bones. You're entitled to your personal space. That's your thing. It's weird. Yes, but that's your thing. You're perfectly fit and fitted right into your britches.
There is a line you used recently.
Go ahead.
We don't even have to say who, but I've still been LOLing about it for
okay,
like a day.
Okay, what did I say? Yeah, I don't. Was it an artist that came in or a record person?
I just been thinking about it. I don't want to give away details.
What was the line?
What was the line?
It's just so great.
Go ahead. Say what it is.
Was it the flu?
Okay, so I guess.
Just say Franklin
say.
Roosevelt walks in the room.
No, it's not Sir Roosevelt.
Okay, that's it. I didn't think about that. How about
Franklin
Abraham
Theodore.
Lincoln.
Okay.
No!
Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
Good one.
Abe Lincoln is here, and Abe Lincoln's people are like, hey, Bobby, you want a picture? Can we get a picture with you and Abe Lincoln?
No, that's not what Abe Lincoln's people said. Abe Lincoln said, do you want to get a picture?
Okay. Do you want to get a picture?
And what did Bobby say?
He said...
What did he say?
I'm just laughing about it. He said, no, we're good. We got one from above. like we have a drone or some aerial camera that took a shot of like all of us yeah. in the studio just sitting in our chairs. So we're good. We're good. He goes, we got one from above.
You said that?
It Listen. Wasn't even like, oh, you know, I had Eddie
yeah, we
taking
have
shots,
we're
but we have one from above. Like, we have these cameras that are just taking a group okay. shot of everybody as we sit here.
Listen, let me say, this artist.
Oh, man. Abe Lincoln.
I didn't, first of all.
I was like, what?
If they would have said we'd like for you to take a picture, we'd like to have one,
mm-hmm.
for sure. But did I want one? No, I didn't.
No, I'm good. I got one.
And I don't want to touch anybody. Because as soon as I walk out from behind my table, everybody wants a hug and like
right.
touch hands. And next thing you know, I got the pig flu. Okay. Thank you,
no,
Amy.
No, I'm good. I got it from above. The
Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So this is just something cool that I saw that I wanted to share. A reporter in Seattle got his station to buy up $1 million worth of viewers' outstanding medical debt this month. And they forgave it all. So their viewers, what they're going to do is about 1,000 people are getting letters in the mail that are in their viewing area saying, you don't owe any money, any medical bills. We took care of it.
Yeah, they bought the debt. And they probably didn't have to buy it for full price.
They didn't. They were actually able to get the debt down to $12,000. But it was a $1 million worth of debt. Which, by the way, if you have medical debt, you can normally get that down. So just keep calling and calling.
Yeah, what's
calling.
The deal? How can, I always wonder, there should be some, maybe I have to end up developing it. Like, I need for schools to make public what kids owe for their lunches.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's just something I have to go chase down and figure out the system for that. And develop it into an app, because
and
I can do that.
And let the school, right.
And let the schools know, here's a platform so you can share with the people what kids are not able to pay. I was a free lunch kid, and then I was a kid who couldn't afford his lunch both. So I had to have financial assistance all through school. I know people like me, and I have some extra income. I'll be happy to pay for kids' school lunches. They can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and maybe that's just something I have to figure out, but that's important to me. But I think that's really cool what they did there, too.
I know. Yeah. A lot of those viewers are going to be very happy. So people that might not be happy today are the people that are getting dumped because it's pre-Valentine's Day breakup day.
Oh, yeah. It's just kind of dodging that bullet.
Because they don't want to, like, pay for stuff.
Do a Valentine's
February 13th is a really popular day to be like, I think we need to take a break.
Or I've got the flu.
It's terrible.
I know. So because they don't want to deal with Valentine's Day, the next day, the flowers, the chocolate, the dinner, and they just finally get the nerve to call it quits. So Instagram is going to make it harder to kind of creep on people. So if you're one of those people that ever takes a screenshot of someone's page or profile or post or anything that they have going on, they're testing out a new feature that would tell people someone's screenshotting your stuff. So the next time you do it, if you're part of this test loop, you could get a message from Instagram that says, next time you take a screenshot or screen recording, the person who posted the story will be able to see it.
Well, you get a warning.
Love it.
Well, yeah, they've got to warn you because that just seems sort of wrong.
Well, Snapchat, you can't take anybody's. I actually like Snapchat better now. I know Morgan, over two, our 24-year-old, hates it. I like it better because I just look at more things than I ever would have. And I think that was the purpose of it.
That's how my sister keeps up with what my daughter and her friends and everything they're posting. And she just watches their Snapchats. And it's really cool. My sister's, I keep telling her, I want to see what my niece is up to. She goes, follow her on Snapchat. It's amazing.
Yeah. What else?
So 24-year-olds maybe, but 16-year-olds are into it. Meal etiquette, in case you're going out tomorrow night. First of all, you need to wait till everyone at the table has their food to start eating.
Everyone? Is it like a five-person Valentine's?
What are you doing what here?
Everyone. Is this some sort of polygamy-type Valentine?
Yeah. What happened to one-on-one?
Me and my six wives are here for our reservation. No.
Okay. Okay, if you're on a date, at least wait until your date has their food, too. Or maybe you're at some group dinner. You need to put a napkin right when you sit down. You take the napkin immediately and put it in your lap, even if there's no food. That's etiquette. Put it in your lap. Chew with your mouth closed. Shouldn't need to tell you that. And then anytime you have to get up to leave the table to do whatever, you always push your chair in. And then when you pull it back out, sit down. Push in. Push
I'm out. Pretty good at all of that. I guess I worked and waited tables at a really nice restaurant where I had to wear a tuxedo to work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was impossible to keep it clean, too. Sometimes I just didn't. And I learned all this stuff. I learned where the forks, small forks out. I learned all of that working there.
That's good stuff to know.
Yeah. I was at a dinner with all those different forks situation a couple weeks ago, and I had to wait till someone grabbed. I didn't know which fork to grab for a particular thing, and I waited to see what everybody else was doing. And I was like, okay, it's the third fork from
was
the
Was that your
look.
Fancy dinner with Kix Brooks?
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah.
but I did.
Little things start trickling out about this dinner over the weeks. Yeah.
I did wait to see. I was like, okay, yes, this fork. Thank you. Amy, that's your pile.
The weird
pile.
Part was whenever I was seating people, is I would take the napkin and put it in their lap, but you had to drop it from higher with the dude. You didn't want to get too close and put the, like, reach down.
That's weird.
By dingling. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know.
Yeah. You're looking at me confused.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, because now I'm just picturing you, like, taking the napkin and be like, yo, dude.
By his head. I just let it float down. All right, buddy. All right, lean back.
And then to the ladies, Bobby's like, don't mind if it do.
No, that's not true either.
Oh.
No.
Okay, never mind.
But just dudes would be weird about it. They'd be like, excuse me? All right, thank you, Amy. That's what you get for that joke there.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Yeah! Bobby Bones
Show.
Matt in D.C., what up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
It's all right. How you doing?
Doing well. Just sitting in some traffic driving to work right now.
I appreciate the call. What can I do for you?
I was just wondering how you were doing after eating that dog food yesterday. I was listening to the podcast in my cube and was cracking up, laughing like crazy to that whole bit that you guys did.
I think more than anything, it was psychological. Because what happened, we spun this wheel, and it started with six people. Do you think I would have done the bit if I would have known I was going to eat the dog food? No. I just like my odds at 1 in 6.
Yeah.
So every time the wheel would land on somebody's name, we'd pull their name. and whoever was the last one left had to eat this dog food that I brought in, which is my dog's dog food. It's prescription food. He loves it. So I thought, there's got to be something to it. He'd rather have this than chicken. I put the bowls beside each other. He eats the dog food. So I take a spoon, and I would dip it in, and I eat it. And I say, eat it. I swallowed it. It went down to about that part of your neck where there's that dimple right before it gets into your bones.
Mm-hmm.
And it came firing back up. Because I couldn't swallow it at first, and I go, okay, fine. Yeah, have a big pill. You have to swallow a big pill, and you have to just kind of take a step back and go, ugh. Swallowed it. It came flying out. And then another one came out. It was rough. It took about an hour to get the taste out, but then the rest of the day I was just kind of having flashbacks more so than feeling bad or anything. But yeah, that was it. It's pretty rough.
Yeah, it sounded like it. I was talking to my mom later, and she was cracking up. She was listening to you all on the way back from work, and she missed it, so she had to watch the video online later.
Yeah, it's not one of my finest moments on the show.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the call, and thanks for checking in. Appreciate you.
Yo!
All right, see you, buddy. All right, and that's going to do it for today. Check out the whole show. Search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. Thanks to Zach Brown and Sir Roosevelt for coming in.
Yep.
You can hear that interview. Thanks to Dustin Christensen / Dean Summerwind, who came in to perform Park by the Lake today. That's all up. Just go listen to the show if you missed it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.